Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Ailey Sheehy.
The Hamas-run civil defence agency in Gaza has said 20 people were killed when an aid truck overturned. It said the incident happened near the Nusayrat refugee camp in the centre of the territory. The agency also said that dozens of people were injured. The Israeli military said it was looking into the report. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met senior security officials to finalise a new strategy for the nearly two-year war in the Gaza Strip. The issue is due to be discussed by the Israeli cabinet tomorrow. Last night, the United Nations raised concerns of an imminent expansion of Israel's military operations in Gaza. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Having met yesterday with security officials, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to convene a meeting of his wider cabinet tomorrow evening. The suggestion that he favours a complete occupation of Gaza as part of an intensified war strategy comes as calls grow both within Israel and outside of the country for a deal that would see Israeli hostages returned and the war ended. The UN last night said that any expansion of the conflict would risk catastrophic consequences for millions of Palestinians and could further endanger the lives of the remaining hostages in Gaza. The warning was issued during a special meeting of the UN Security Council, which heard from the families of Israeli hostages held since the October 7th attacks, as they pleaded for more to be done to get their relatives out of captivity.
The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, has said various political and diplomatic avenues are being used as part of attempts to secure the release of the Irish charity worker Gina Herity and seven others from their kidnappers in Haiti. They were abducted from an orphanage on Sunday morning. Mr. Harris said that an EU diplomat based in Haiti would be working directly with Ireland as part of concerted attempts to free the hostages. The US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has arrived in Moscow and is expected to hold talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. His visit follows a statement by the US President Donald Trump that if Russia failed to agree a ceasefire in Ukraine by Friday, it would face new sanctions. 54% of parents surveyed by the children's charity Barnardo say they're worried about meeting back-to-school costs. Parents discussed having to go without or cut back on other essentials to meet the costs, while others said they would simply have to forego paying certain other bills. The survey received 830 responses, covering costs for 497 primary and 333 secondary school students. Barnardo's has called on the government to expand eligibility for the back-to-school allowance to help more parents meet the cost of preparing their child for the school year. So far this year, the state has made back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance payments to the families of almost 240,000 children, but Barnardo's believes more should be helped. The Dublin Horse Show is getting underway at the RDS in Ballsbridge today. Around 110,000 visitors are expected to attend the event over the next 5 days. One of the highlights of the show will be the competition for the Aga Khan Trophy, which takes place on Friday. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.
1,600 horses and ponies will compete in over 168 classes for a share of the €1.4 million prize fund on offer at this year's Dublin Horse Show. 61 international riders will take part alongside hundreds of Irish competitors. 2025 is the 150th year of the horse show and is marked by a special exhibition containing historic photos and details from past events. This is on display in the RDS Concert Hall. The show is the pinnacle of the Irish horse sport calendar, and organisers say it costs more than €7 million to stage and contributes around €50 million annually to the economy. While away from the competition itself, there'll be 350 exhibitors, with the trade stands playing an important role in the show.
Today marks the 250th anniversary of the birth of Daniel O'Connell, the man known as the Liberator. Among his achievements were Catholic emancipation in 1829 and the application of non-violent methods in pursuit of civil rights. O'Connell is the most commemorated of all Irish historical figures, with 9 cities and towns around the country naming their main streets in his honour. There will be a state-led commemorative event to mark the anniversary today at O'Connell's ancestral home, Derrynan House in County Kerry. A special programme covering this event will be broadcast live on the RTE News Channel and on the RTE Player from 2 o'clock this afternoon. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Dry with sunny spells this morning. This afternoon, cloud will increase from the west. In the evening, there will be rain in western counties. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will occasionally reach gale force this evening and early tonight on coasts from Valentia to Slinehead to Bloody Foreland.